100.7 WHUD, it's 8:15. Hey, you know Ted Allen. He's been the host of all the different Chopped variations since 2003. He's won an Emmy and a James Beard Award. And he's got the new show that premiered last night on the Food Network, 8 episodes of Chopped Castaways. And they've got a great lineup of judges.
We're bringing in experts, of course. We have Chef Manit Chauhan, Chef Gabe Bertaccini, and Chef Marcus Samuelson. So seasoned pros, grading the food as they always do, looking for the best of the dishes, and unfortunately saying goodbye to people who did not fare as well with their efforts. But here's the thing. The prize on this competition is $100,000, so stakes are a little higher than usual, and that's very exciting.
Well, with celebrity chefs judging, is there like a 5-star hotel just out of camera range?
No 5-star hotels, my friend. We are in the sticks.
And you're on site as well?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. The minute the cameras start rolling, you see that you're on a tropical island that looks like paradise at first. But just wait, because the weather on an island can change instantly, and believe me, it did. A lot of rain, a lot of wind, and when you're trying to cook over live fire, you know, wind can really make things difficult. Actually, just the smoke from the fires became a real problem, sometimes for the judges, sometimes for the chefs. It all depends which way the wind blows. It's one of the things that works really well about Chopped, I think, is that chefs are control freaks, and I mean that in the best way. They have to be. They're all about every little detail. When you put them in our competition, they lose control over all those details and somehow have to reassert control, and that's really at the heart of what makes this so challenging for chefs. They're all perfectionists, and perfection is hard when there's sand on your plates. Hey, this is Ted Allen from Chopped Castaways, and you're listening to Mike Bennett on WHUD.